and they seem relatively normal people, and they kind of talk to me. And so I looked them up on the web, and they had these services on Sunday. So I eventually, after some time, plucked up the courage and drove down there on Sunday and parked outside and watched them all going in, and was way too scared to go in and went home again. And then the next Sunday, I went back again. And this time I sat outside, and I was talking about telling myself off in the car and just saying, this is ridiculous, you know, you've been here, you've gone around, you've been a douche, you've been on television, you can't walk into this church. And obviously people are kind of walking by looking like a weird woman talking to myself in the car. But eventually went in and kind of sat right at the back and just, you know, in that kind of slightly weird space where you're sort of half terrified that nobody will talk to you and half terrified somebody actually will talk to you. And I'm not sure which was worse. And it was very interesting because I didn't really know what to expect at all. And I remember being very struck. Has anybody known Islington? You know, is that what it's like? It's one of those neighbourhoods which is actually one of those bits of London, but by and large, only the rich and the poor can afford to live in, because it's got kind of council housing alongside, you know, expensive private housing. And London's hugely mixed. I mean, you know, every nationality virtually in the world is London. And yet people don't necessarily mix that much. I mean, and yet somehow I was sitting in this church right in the back row, and there was a woman sitting, you know, on one side of me, who was an older Caribbean woman, who was dressed unbelievably more smartly than I had ever been dressed in my life. Well, as you can see, I think that isn't very hard, but you know, more smartly than I go to the House of Lords. And then after a bit, a guy came and sat on the other side. It was the summer, and he sat down, and he was wearing a pair of shorts and a flip-flops and a Starbucks cup. Well, that's quite interesting. You kind of don't see people in the same place that very often. I said, looked around, though, that's quite interesting. There's quite a range of every kind of age and race and kind of man. Anyway, lots of things happened that I didn't really understand, and people did stuff, and I got to the end. And I don't know whether I'd have come back, but this was the kind of church that had the sort of vicar that can spot a new person in a kind of packed church, you know, from about 100 metres, and is also kind of plants himself by the door, so you have to get through him to get out that door to get out. And spot a bit of fancy, what do you do? And I said, refugees, and he said, oh, come here and meet, you know, yacked this woman out of a crowd who is an immigration barrister, just so I had someone to talk to, which is really nice, because I didn't really, you know, you're kind of terrified, and so she was just like, that's me just talking about immigration, you know, and as I went away and I came back. Anyway, they were running an Alpha course, so I did the Alpha course.
And the rest is history, yes. So you came to Durham, you studied theology, and just tell us about that, what you got interested in, you kind of, I know we'll whisper it quietly, but you're kind of doing a PhD, or perhaps not doing a PhD. Just tell us about that.
Well, I am doing a PhD. Just sometimes, as you will probably know, projects can take a long time. You know, some people it's PhDs, other people it's shares, but they can take a long time to build towards things that you might want to do. But I came to do a master's first of all, because I wanted to do the theology, and it seemed like a reasonably good range. And it was wonderful, I loved it. And then decided to do a PhD. And I ended up doing it, I was partly just interested, and having been in kind of politics, and when I wasn't a Christian, I was a town, didn't have a faith. I suppose I just became interested in what happens when the church and state meet each other, and how, you know, what kind of, I suddenly became aware that having sort of begun to learn the language of church and of Christianity, that really often, even when the state and church do talk about the same things, they're often talking past each other, and they're often using very different language to, you know, to talk about the same things. So I just became interested in what happens when they meet.
Working out exactly what the project was going to be and how big a post to stack you were going to become the world expert on. And then that kind of political life kicked back in again. Tell us the story of how that happened.
That was slightly odd for me. Having done the Masters, I was doing a PhD part-time, effectively part-time. I was called a portfolio career, doing lots of different bits of work to support my middle-aged PhD habit. That was kind of going fine, and it was still quite hard to do, but I was pushing forward. And then got a phone call, out of the blue, around Easter time last year, and asked me if I would go to House of Lords. I was saying Gordon wants to quit the House of Lords. It was Gordon Brown's, his last honours list before going to the country for the election, and he wanted me to work in PM.